Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Chandler O'Connell from the Sitka Conservation Society here to talk about the Sitka Mutual Aid Network. Chandler, thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Erin. Nice to be here.
So why don't we start out with just a quick kind of a definition of, so what is a mutual aid network? What does that entail?
Great. So mutual aid is not at all a new concept. It basically means voluntarily taking care of each other through reciprocal relationships at the community level. And this is a practice that exists across societies, across time periods. And here on Tlingit'ani, like the best example of this is the traditional indigenous way of life here in Sitka. And the Sitka Mutual Aid Network is a new iteration of this model in response to the COVID-19 pandemic that really owes its existence to the model set by Indigenous communities and many other communities around the world.
Wonderful. And this, we were kind of looking, you're looking at calendar dates before we went on air, but the Sitka Mutual Aid Network in this iteration is, this is just about the year mark that it's been going on.
It is. I'm pretty sure we launched a year ago today. And Sitka Mutual Aid Network is a project of the Sitka Conservation Society. And it came about because there was a lot of community conversation after the pandemic started to affect the United States about how can we show up for each other as community. Mm-hmm. And folks on Facebook were offering to do grocery trips for each other. They were offering to share food resources. They were looking for ways to be of service. But there wasn't an easy way outside of like personal networks to make those connections happen. And Sitka Conservation Society knows that food security is really foundational to our mission, which is building socially, ecologically, and economically sustainable communities. And you can't have any of that without food security. So we listened to what the community was looking for and decided to use our resources to set up a network that could serve as a connector for what folks are asking for. So it was a place for people to come to request help, request assistance, and it was a place for people to offer their services, their resources, to stand in solidarity with their neighbors, because that was another thing that was really clear at the start of this pandemic, is that we were all going to be affected, mm-hmm. but that the effects were going to be felt disproportionately.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to find ways to show up in solidarity with one another.
Wonderful. And so it's great to have it start from not one person's idea, but this collective want to help out, and just the ability to facilitate the helpers with those needing assistance. And this has been something that's, it hasn't had the same look throughout the last year. It's kind of worn a number of different hats. So it started off seeming with mostly with folks who needed to self-isolate or definitely weren't feeling as comfortable for health reasons or whatnot, going into grocery stores and doing their general running around. This was helping people get their grocery shopping done. But things have changed since then. So what have been these different iterations?
Yeah, so most of the support that has been provided through Sitka Mutual Aid has been food assistance, and really focused on food security, but has also always focused on building community and creating connections between folks in our community. And as you said, early on, we had lots of volunteers stepping up to do errands, do grocery trips for folks who had to stay home, who were vulnerable. There's a lot of uncertainty mm-hmm. at the beginning of this year. And so that we were creating connections to respond to that uncertainty and make people feel safe. But very quickly, our local business community really responded to the reality that we were facing, and curbside pickup, home delivery, lots of solutions mm-hmm. were put into place. And so the needs of the network shifted, as did the resources available. And so over the course of the year, we provided over $100,000 in like direct food assistance in the form of gift cards, which were a really great part of the program because they're flexible. They allow people to respond to their specific mm-hmm. household needs. We have people buying diapers, buying medicine, buying food, custom grocery deliveries, bulk grocery deliveries, and special distributions, seafood dinners. There's been a lot of forms of food assistance delivered through the network. We were really excited about a series of restaurant partnerships we did, where we were able to get local seafood donated by local producers onto the plates of folks at home, which provided really like great bright spots for folks trying to make ends meet. We were able to collaborate with the Alaska Native Brotherhood and the Alaska Native Sisterhood to support COVID-safe holiday dinners this past winter. We were able to partner with the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association to help enroll people in their seafood donation program, again, creating that connection between local foods, mm-hmm. food security, and folks experiencing food insecurity. And, you know, one big element of our program that is continuing right now is that we've partnered with currently AC Lakeside on the USDA Farmers to Families program. And by my estimate, I think Sitka Mutual Aid has distributed over 79,000 pounds of food in partnership with the USDA program.
That is a spectacular, like, just amount of food donated just recently with all these different programs, not only helping individuals and individual households, but with local businesses. There's definitely a sense of just about everyone in this community wants to help each other out. And so this is something that it's not necessarily has a deadline to it. There's no real set end date for this. It's going to be around as long as people need it. Is that a safe assumption?
Well, you know, I really think it depends on the community. So from the beginning, this has been Sitka Conservation Society has spent a lot of their year focused on helping the community respond to urgent and immediate needs while staying focused on long-term systemic solutions, right? So mm-hmm. food security should exist for every household in this community at every time, regardless of what crisis is facing us. And so the Sitka Mutual Aid is really about responding to urgent needs, but it's not the only solution, right? Like we need systemic solutions. And so we're focused there as well. Based on what we've been hearing from our network participants, what our neighbors say, what we've been seeing, I imagine Sitka Mutual Aid will continue in active operation through 2021, though it may continue to change form. And, you know, the network is a Sitka Conservation Society project, but it's also Sitka, right? Yeah. So we have received over 2,500 requests from community members. We have over 75 volunteers, and there's been, really too many partners and organizational funders to list, tons of individual donors. And so it's really the community wanting to do something is what makes something happen here. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're trying to facilitate. So I see it going through the summer, through the year.
Wonderful. And as you had said specifically before we got on air of SES making sure that when things like, because things kind of shook loose over the last year, things kind of fell apart in what we call normal life, that it's SES wants to make sure that as we rebuild and restructure things, that it's done with all of these things in mind. So hopefully that the Sitka Mutual Aid Network won't be necessary, that the normal structure of things will be able to encompass everyone
right.
their needs.
Or the function that the Mutual Aid Network fills, maybe it will shift. Maybe it will be less direct food assistance, but it will be about continuing to facilitate those community connections. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we right now, for folks who are still in need of food assistance, the main service we're providing is weekly home delivery of the Farmers to Families food boxes in partnership with AC Lakeside. And if folks need to sign up for that, they can go to sickamutualaid.com. Right now, we've delivered, in the first 6 weeks, we've delivered over 1,300 boxes of food, and we're serving an average of 780 people a week, including many elders and youth. So if folks are in need of that service, they can sign up. We're also hoping to restart our restaurant partnerships over the summer so we can connect those good local foods with households who want to be nourished that way and also invest in our local business mm-hmm. economy. And then what else happens is really sort of an open question. And again, will depend on the network participants themselves. What are the needs? What are the resources? And how can we connect them?
Wonderful. It's pretty remarkable how quickly that this need was recognized and met through Sitka Conservation Society and the Mutual Aid Network that couldn't leave anyone hanging. Always have to jump in and facilitate things happening towards the good. And this is also beyond people who may be still in need of assistance going to sitkamutualaid.com. Is there still a call for more volunteers or donations or anything like that? Any on the helper side?
Yeah, so absolutely. We are currently looking for some more sustainable forms of funding that would allow us to restart our grocery gift card program. And a lot of our financial support has come from local donors. So if folks are interested in donating, they can also go to sitkamutualaid.com and press the donate link. We have a lot of volunteers right now that we can reach out to, but we're always happy to see more. And there's a link for that at the website as well. So yeah, there's multiple ways to get involved. And also, again, bring your creative ideas, right? Like, what needs are you seeing? How can we respond to them? And what's been really cool about being involved in this network in such a hands-on fashion is that you see folks month to month, someone requesting a gift card, then making a donation, someone taking a meal home to their family while also helping deliver them to others. Like, this is not, like, this is really a community ecosystem that's in flux. And so there's a million different ways to get involved, even just spreading information. So thanks to everyone who has participated in one way or another.
Awesome. And thank you, Chandler, and the Conservation Society, and all of your 75 plus volunteers and all the donors and different people who have stepped up to make this happen, this new community ecosystem a little more visible and accessible to everyone.
Yeah, thank you. And I just encourage everyone to check out Sitka Mutual Aid on Facebook, because as I said, there's so many partners and local businesses who have supported, and we're going to be giving shout outs to folks over the course of the next couple of weeks. There's really so many. If I tried to list them now, I would definitely miss folks, but visit us on Facebook and see some gratitude being shared.
Great. Well, Chandler O'Connell from Sitka Conservation Society and the Sitka Mutual Aid Network. More information on the Facebook page, as you mentioned, and sitkamutualaid.com. Chandler, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Erin.